everyone, welcome to lesbiation.com. That's www.lesbiation.com. This is Faith.
This is Tani, and today we're going to talk about our periods. Yes, our menstrual cycles, periods.
So yeah, our first topic is periods, and it's because I'm on my period. I know that might be TMI, but oh well.
No, it's not TMI. It's a natural part of being a woman and existing in this world. So
I know. So
let's
today,
let's check that.
Yeah. So today I had bad cramps and I was like, I hate it. But like Tani said, it is natural. And what we want to do is talk about why we have these negative associations to our period. I know for myself, what I hear a lot about women's periods are all pretty negative. What do we hear? We hear that it's gross, that we stink, that when we're on our periods, we're too sensitive, or that we're actually bitchy or PMSing. It's like, you know, PMSing, premenstrual syndrome, as if we have a disease or something like that. And, you know, I've heard that joke where they say, well, you know, our periods is just proof that women are evil, because only something so evil could bleed so many times out of the year but still not die. You know what I mean? That's pretty fucked up. So when we're hearing all these things, what does that do to us women? How do we feel about our bodies? Like, we internalize all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you hear women talk about their periods in a negative way? I mean, like, and be apologetic about being on their period, saying like, yeah, sorry, it's the time of the month, we can't do this or we can't do that, or excuse themselves for their behavior and, you know, and say, oh, well, I'm bitchy, it's because I'm on my period. Or just like hating our bodies in general. And, you know, sometimes we feel bloated, so then we're like, oh, we look fat, or it's inconvenient if, you know, we don't want to get our period when we go camping, or like if we...
Or if we want to have sex.
Or we want to have sex or something.
Like, I don't mind, but...
Anyways.
Some women mind.
So these are some negative things that we ourselves have internalized and that we associate with our periods and our bodies.
And we say it to each other.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the hell's wrong with you? You must be on your period, or are you on your period or something? Anyways, it's pretty fucked up. And, like, where do we learn these things, right? We learn about it from mainstream society. But, you know, I feel like I don't remember where we learn about these things from when we're a kid. It must start from when we're a lot younger. I don't remember what I learned in sex ed or whatever it is in middle school. I don't know. When are they supposed to teach you that stuff?
I remember specifically learning in fifth grade. At my school, I think the other kids were talking about it, and there's like one of the girls started getting her period, and it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And then one time she like leaked through her like white pants, because back in the day, well, whatever, people wear white pants.
I wear white pants.
And then she leaked, and then everyone made fun of her, and she like ran home, and it was such like an embarrassing thing. It wasn't positive. It was just like, oh, this thing that happens to you and you want to, like, hide it. You don't want people to know.
Oh, see, when I was growing up, though, all the girls were, like, really proud of it. It was like, you know, oh, she's, like, a woman now, or she's grown. And I remember these girls were talking about it, and I didn't know what it was. I was younger, and I used to hang out with these older girls around the apartment. And they acted like it was a big deal, and you know, I'm sitting there clueless. They're talking about like, oh yeah, did you hear so-and-so got her period? And then someone was like, do you know what, you know, a period is? And I was like, you know, I lied. Someone to fit in. And I was like, yeah, I know what it is. But I had no idea. My mom hadn't talked to me about it. And so I didn't learn until later what the hell they were talking about. I just knew that it was this cool thing that I was supposed to want to have, but didn't know what it was. I know my mom didn't talk to me about it. Did your mom talk to you about it?
I don't really remember. It wasn't very significant if she did, so...
Not even, like, when you first got it? Like, what happened when you first got yours?
I think it was just like, you know, this is what's supposed to happen, and here's a pad. That was about it. I really don't... It wasn't very significant.
Oh, mine was all, like... Well, it wasn't dramatic, but I really remember it because I was... I must have been, like, 15 or something like that, and...
That's old.
It's a little bit older, I think, than most girls when they first get theirs. But I was a bridesmaid for one of my cousin's weddings, and she was doing this dress rehearsal thing. I had this Cambodian outfit on. I was really uncomfortable, and I felt really upset for some reason. I was just angry. And there's no reason. I mean, I look back and there's no reason for me to be angry. And I don't remember ever feeling like so strongly that way when I was younger. And I remember my mom just being like, "What the hell is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" And then I realized when I went to the bathroom or something, I was like, "Oh, I told my mom, I'm like, look," I showed her my underwear and she was just like, "Oh, that's why." So at a young age, I'm like, okay, so I'm like pissy because of this. But after that, she didn't explain to me what it was. Or at least I don't remember anything. She didn't say very much. I think that just like your mom, she kind of just gave me a pat and was just like, "Oh yeah." But then after that, I do remember her coming back and like, because we were around all these other women. She went and told everyone, and everyone's just like, "Oh wow, yeah, she's growing up." But I think that's like the last time I ever heard any positive association to my period.
Yeah, that never happened to me. Anyways, so we're gonna try to think about our periods in a new way, in a different way, and embrace it because it is part of, our natural state. It's part of who we are, and why not embrace that part of us?
Yeah, so we're reading this book called Eating the Light of the Moon by Dr. Anita Johnson. And the book is pretty much talking about women's bodies and whatnot. But she had a really good chapter in there about our periods and PMSing and learning how to embrace that. So some of these thoughts kind of are hers that we're sharing that we really liked. The first one is thinking about PMS as premenstrual sensitivity as opposed to a premenstrual syndrome. Because syndrome is kind of like there's something wrong with you. So thinking about it as a time where you are sensitive, but not in a negative way, as if there's something wrong with being sensitive, but as if we are more in tune with our emotions and that we are a little bit more aware of our emotions. So premenstrual sensitivity to ourselves as opposed to a syndrome.
And number two, we're not being bitchy or irrational, but more thinking about it as being more honest about our emotions, how we're feeling, and actually speaking our truth and no longer like repressing them like we usually do throughout the month.
A third is listening to our bodies. So thinking about our periods as a time where we have to listen to our bodies, and that is a good thing. So we might feel bloated or quote unquote fat, or that we're eating more than we're like usually, or craving other weird things. But if you look at it as a way to kind of be trustful of our bodies and knowing that our bodies are perfect the way that they are. And so at this time, our body is just sending us messages about what it needs. Cramps, too, might be our bodies telling us that it needs something else. Maybe better nutrition or more activity, something. So trusting our bodies.
Number four, not feeling social and not think of it as like a bad thing, but more of as a time to be introspective, taking time to take care of yourself.
It's true. So time to take care of ourselves because, as women, we're kind of used to being like available to everyone. And so when we're not feeling social, it's okay. It's like, there's nothing wrong with taking time for ourselves, to ourselves and for ourselves. You know what I mean? Five, we're the only ones with the power. That's right. The power of bringing life to this great Mother Earth. So without us, the continuation of life is not possible. Without our menstrual cycle, it's just not possible. So seeing the power in that, because I'm sure you have heard, and maybe as excited or not as we are, but you can take two eggs and have those eggs be fertilized without sperm and create an embryo. You can't do that with two sperms. So we hold that power. And finally, number six, thinking of our bodies as being this spiritual connection to Mother Nature, to the universe, which is true, because if you think about it, our bodies are on a cycle, which is why we go through this period of, well, our periods. Just like the moon is on a cycle, we are very much interconnected to one another.
So thinking about our bodies as connected to the universe, as connected to the Mother Earth, is very empowering. So what if we thought differently about our periods? The question is, would we experience them differently?
I
You
think
know,
so.
if we were looking forward to our period every month and knowing that we will be true to our emotions, we'll be true and speak our, truth to the world and actually take time to take care of ourselves instead of others, would we experience our periods differently? Would we still hate it? Would we want to avoid it? Maybe not.
So I think that's all we want to say about periods for today.
So send us your thoughts, tell us what you think, and tune in next time.
Thanks for listening.
Lesbiation for life!